It was the summer that the National Gardening Association was making its annual tour. Over 200 master gardeners climbed off the bus to be filled with the wonder of one of the best children's gardens in the United States. Where? It was in the inner city of West Dayton. How did such a recognized organization decide to visit such a small garden? Well, let me tell you a story. I was living in the inner city to assist the kids of our neighborhood. We had a nonprofit organization with a demographic of 5,000 children in a 5-mile radius of our house. I was meticulous as a community organizer, and I could be creative at coming up with some project ideas, but good isn't always God. One day I heard God say, "I want you to be the gardener for the city." I began to let God know he had confused me with my mother, who was an amazing gardener. I had never managed to keep a house plant alive, but I said, "Okay," and my journey began. Within a short time, I had established a 4-H club, was given a plot of land, and offered grant money that I didn't apply for. The Dayton Metro Parks hired an architect to create a design around the ideas of the club. Before I knew it, Narnia Garden Park was complete with fruit trees, flowering shrubs, Japanese rock river, salsa veggies, and characters carved from C.S. Lewis's book to give the impression of entering the garden through the wardrobe. I could tell you countless stories about this park, but the lesson I learned from this experience is priceless. The good ideas I had paled in comparison to God's fantastic ones. God is so smart. Are you needing a God idea? I know He wants to give you one. God ideas always surpass our best intentions. Romans 11:36 states, "By Him and through Him and to Him are all things." When He is the source of the things we do, we can be assured of success as He draws us into the world of His creativity.